I've probably made this trip from New York to Boston more than a dozen times since my freshman year. But I've never made the trip for this reason. I'm here for the weekend because we're moving out and I need to pack my stuff, but I'm mostly here to say goodbye to my home. My dad picks me up from the station.
기억나? 우리 집 어땠었는지?
It wasn't that cute.
He's asking me if I remember what our house looked like when we first bought it. There wasn't a front lawn or steps to the house, he says. And do I remember the siding?
Yeah.
It was pink, a really weird pink. We've lived in this house in town for the last 13 years. Lexington, Massachusetts. Otherwise, the birthplace of America. It's our whole brand, really. Back at home, my mom makes me late-night ramen, and I notice that the house is almost completely empty. All that's left is the furniture that was too big to go into storage, and the decorations from the open house. The next night, my brother Sean comes to visit. He also wasn't expecting this move.
It feels abrupt, but also feels like the culmination of something that's been happening in my own life for some time, because I moved out and started living in Boston in 2020. So to finally find some closure feels like I'm turning the page on this chapter of my life and moving on.
Moving on. In full honesty, we're only moving about 15 minutes away from this house. But this move still feels significant somehow.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad.
Okay. That's Mark. Okay. We used to date in high school. He's lived in Lexington his whole life.
Yeah. My family is moving.
That's exciting.
Yeah. I was looking through my stuff to like pack things up, and I found a box of like a bunch of things you had given me in high school.
Nice.
How would you feel if you had to move away? Like, how do you feel about moving on from your childhood, sort of?
It's terrifying to think about people going off on their own and sort of like not abandoning their childhoods, but growing out of them.
I am abandoning my childhood in a way. I grew up in my house, and now you could say I'm growing out of it. We stop by our new house. Sean and I haven't seen it yet. And then it really hits me that I'm leaving my hometown and childhood behind. But the new house is on a cul-de-sac, and it has a finished basement. Maybe moving on isn't so bad.
Like, as much as it is terrifying, it's exciting. Like, I enjoy being able to grow up and become the person that I want to be